Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. I play songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, a poem, a joke, a story, and I call those things Wombats. And tonight, it's almost a full Wombat show. I have a co-host, and she is my Wombat. So, the co-host tonight is Felicia Mitchell. She is a professor of English at Emory Henry College and also a poet. So, Felicia, say hello and tell us what you got in mind for us.
Well, hi, everybody. What I have in mind is some songs that I love, of hundreds of thousands of songs that I love. I picked, my theme is I wanted to play songs that I remember hearing first on the radio over my life from the age of 10 to now, that resonated and that I sang along with and that I just never, ever forgot. For example, in 1966, my family moved from Wilmington, North Carolina, to Columbia, South Carolina, and I was in the very back of my father's station wagon when this song came on the radio, the Statler Brothers singing Flowers on the Wall.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry enough. You and your friends are worried about me. I'm having lots of fun.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
And that was Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers.
Felicia, I'm looking at your list. Am I correct? You're putting this in pretty much chronological order?
Yes, that's correct.
So you were young when this...
I was 10 when 10. I heard this. Yeah, just had turned 10.
Huh. And then some of the songs are from the last few years, or at least one of them?
Yeah, one is from a couple years ago. I didn't come up to this very, 2017,
yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
When you, and I should explain why it stops in 2012. I now have satellite radio. It's very different. The listening experience now, I think, is less serendipitous than it was for me.
Because you picked the theme or the artist or...
Yeah. Whatever I want from anywhere in the world, and that's wonderful. At the same time, I love radio and would always flip around.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
What do you got next?
What I have next is, in 1970, I heard this song. I won't talk about cars for everyone, but I was in a VW Beetle with a co-worker of my father's who picked us up to take us somewhere when he couldn't. Long story short, we stopped at a 7-Eleven on Rosewood Avenue in Columbia, South Carolina. And he ran in, and as he ran in to do his errand, I listened to this song by the T-Set and My Bellamy.
My Bellamy, you were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me by leaving me now and starting new. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's forgive my substitute a big cheer. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. For the man after him waits here. For the man after him waits here. My Bellamy, you were a child of the sun and the sky and the a time that you thought that your only friend was me. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me by leaving me now, starting new. My Bellamy, let the birds sing, let's all give my substitute a big cheer. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. For the man after him waits here. For the man after him waits here. My Bellamy, child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now and start anew. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you.
And that was the T-Set with My Bellamy. The next song is one by Waylon Jennings, Luckenbach, Texas. And when I think about the year I graduated from college, this is a song that just plays in my head. It played all summer in my head after I first heard it. Anyway, I feel like I'm rambling. This is Luckenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings. Yeah.
They used to, Willie Nelson is, of course, a Texas musician.
Yeah, that's right.
They used
yeah.
to hang out there.
Yeah,
so he's
that's right.
About a real place that he used to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and I did. I did go to Texas
really?
Eventually as well. Yeah, I am. I've been to Luckenbach, Texas. Yeah.
I haven't.
You could do it. Yeah.
The only two things in life that make it worth living. His guitars are tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and a got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Barry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, William Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
There we have Lukenbach, Texas with Waylon Jennings. And those wonderful voices. And so, okay, I am obviously, Harry, am a little nervous talking about these songs, you know, and finding things to say. And I probably did too much homework trying to get ready to talk about these. But I want to say before I introduce the next one, what I really love about all of them is not so much that I can say where I was in time and in what car and what county and what state. It's the voices, you know, the voices and the music and the song and the how I feel when I hear them now is how I have felt since I first started listening to them. The next one, though, this one signals a transition, perhaps. This was in my own car. I didn't have a car until I moved to Emory, Virginia, and I had an old ramshackle Datsun, and I listened to a lot of radio in it going up and down the roads after I moved here to visit various people. On the way to Harrisonburg one weekend, I heard Tracy Chapman singing You've Got a Fast Car. Actually, it's called Fast Car, but that's what I heard. You've Got a Fast Car. Love her voice.
I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. It's starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt like scrap around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Tracy Chapman singing Fast Car, a song it's like reading a novel. It's a wonderful song. The next song I'm going to highlight is from 1992, R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts. I had followed R.E.M. from their beginnings when I was living in Athens, Georgia, and went and heard them live and followed their career after I left Athens. And this is a song that I heard, of course, much later And that's not important. What's important is I love this song because it says, hold on. And I listen to it now and then.
When your day is long.
And that's R.E.M. with Michael Stipe singing Everybody Hurts. It's a song I have on my iPod. I listen to sometimes, and I sing along in the car. I sing along with all of these songs we're listening to because I don't have to wait for them to come on the radio now. I can just call them up on my phone, call out my iPod, whatever I need to do. And I feel probably I should mention I have not abandoned radio. I listen to radio. Sometimes when I'm traveling, I will find the local station, and at home I listen to the radio on an old-fashioned radio that I have, and also use the internet. So I haven't given it up. But in the car, I tend to use the satellite radio more. It has
I have a question for you, Felicia. Yeah. Since you're a poet.
Yes. Thank you.
How do you
a question.
How
I like
do you
questions.
Find these two art forms interrelate for you? Or, I mean, are they the same? Are they overlap? Or what's going on there?
I think the language, the story, the narrative, the lyrics, the tugging at the heart, all of it. You know, it's all of these are poems to me. And the emotional weight of the songs. And the interplay sometimes, you know, you'll have a happy beat and kind of a sad song is with Flowers on the Wall. It's not a sad, sad song, but it is about being abandoned.
And but then it sounds has that, like a, oh, happy day.
Yeah, yeah. So I, and then some, as I said, are like listening to a whole novel in song or in, and I think,
I miss the music in poetry. And of course, folk music, a lot of times it turns out what they do is they take a poem or a story
and
somebody put
music.
A tune to it. And,
yeah. I will admit to you now at this moment that my alter ego is a country music singer. And it's hard to imagine since I'm sort of shy over here on the other end. So, but I sing in the car. That's pretty much where I sing. I love to sing along with these people mostly, or sometimes at home alone at my piano. So it's not something I ever studied or really even know how to do all that well, but I love to sing. And that's one thing all of these have in common. You can sing along. Pretty much. Yeah. The next one on the list is another one that's like a novel in a song. It's Robert Earl Keen's Gringo Honeymoon. I remember when I heard his voice, I was mesmerized in the song and the musical accompaniment, all of that. And I didn't know who sang the song. So I remember describing it to a friend after to try to do the detective work to figure out who had sung the song. And it is indeed Robert Earl Keen singing Gringo Honeymoon.
We were standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flowers grow. Wishing the world would stop when you said we better go. We took a rowboat across the Rio Grande. Captain Pablo was our guide. For $2 and a weathered hand, he rode us to the other side. We were dreaming like Gringo honeymoon. We stepped out onto the golden sand. The sun was high and burning down. Red donkeys from an old blind man saddled up and rode to town. Tied a donkey's to an ironwood tree by the street where children played. We went in the first place we could see, serving cold beer in the shade. We were drinking like
said it, he was running from the DEA. He left his home, his wife and family when he made his getaway. We found him on down the street at dusk to his one room rundown shack. He blew a smoke ring and he smiled at us. There's one last place that you should go. He took us to the town's best bar. He knew across the caballero who played an old gut string guitar, and he sang like Marty Robbins could, played like no one I've known. For a while we knew that life was good. It was ours to take back. Where the cactus flowers grow, I was wishing the world would stop when you said,
was Robert Earl Keen with Gringo Honeymoon.
And you're listening to Wombats and Music. And the voice you just heard is Felicia Mitchell. She's the co-host tonight, and she selected these songs. And Felicia is a professor here at Emory and Henry, and we're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, the southwest tip of Virginia. If you're picking us up on the web, we're at wehcfm.com. Get us anywhere in the world. So you can hear this show or anything else on WEHCFM.com. And tonight I have a co-host, and Felicia is picking the songs, and she's doing them in chronological order. And I get a big kick out of this because I haven't heard some of these songs before, so now I have some new material I can put in my library. So Felicia, how's it going so far?
So far, so good. You know, I think it's good to hear new songs and learn new songs that we want to hear again. And now I'm back to the tribute to the radio. There's all so many songs out there to fall in love with.
I want to put you on the spot and say, you said you felt a little nervous doing this?
Yeah. I'm sure people can tell. I feel, you know, there's this, oh, how profound should I be? How light and easy should I be? Or what can I really say? The songs say everything. They really do say everything.
Well, what amuses me is that your concern is who you are.
Yeah, my so, concern? So what do you mean?
You're expressing, you know, should I be light? Should I be deep?
Oh, I see,
you know,
yeah.
That tells more about you than anything you could say.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, being recorded is daunting, but I will say, you know, this is the funniest thing. We used to play radio, my brothers and I had tape recorders when I was a little, I got one for Christmas, and we were so funny. We played music the way you're playing music. We made jokes.
Radio shows, like.
We and I was just really good at it when I was, say, 14, 15. And I'm fortunate to have a recording of one of our radio shows that one of my brothers found in his stuff that he took from an old tape. Huh. Yeah.
That must be fun.
It is fun.
Well,
is
now
fun.
You can go back into your role as DJ.
It's nice to know how dynamic I was at 15 and funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So back
to the music. And what do you got next?
Back to the music. The next one is, of all the songs we're listening to, the one that is... It's a poem, and it's a song. It's Lizzie West and the White Buffalo with 19 Miles to Baghdad.
Got snow in April, and I can't locate the sun. Tie a yellow ribbon around something. Something good has begun. Katie holds up the Bible. Your guns and tie yellow ribbon around something. Something good has begun. The boy in the middle, he sits down to pray. He moves to the window. I can see him as he waves. Hey, Mac, look out. Mac calls back, Billy, I'll be careful. I'm just trying to be brave. So tie a yellow ribbon around something. Something lives beyond the grave. Calls back, Billy, I'll be careful. I'm sure they built them to stand so tall. 19 miles to Baghdad. They fall and were called to tie a yellow ribbon around something. Something good has begun. Tie a yellow ribbon around something. What have we become?
Lizzie West and the White Buffalo singing 19 Miles to Baghdad. And so Harry, ask me another question before I introduce the next song.
You're waiting for a question.
Yeah,
huh?
I love questions. I thrive on questions.
I'm still curious about the poetry thing. And for me, I mentioned the country music is often like poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But I gather that you don't really, when you're writing poetry, you don't feel a need for a tune. You can focus entirely on the words and the meaning.
I focus entirely on the words, and I've written a few songs just for fun and for friends. But the most fascinating thing is, I don't want to take too long saying this, but I wrote this poem called Ducks, and my nephew Alex J. Mitchell, who's a musician, asked me some years ago when he was a teenager in a teenager band if they could record that as a song. It doesn't have rhyme. It doesn't have traditional stanzas. But they did such a wonderful job with it. It made me hear the poem in a whole new way about it. It was just interesting. So songs don't always have to have the neat, tidy stanzas. They can be... So.
Well, if we do another show sometime, you ought to bring that along.
I should, yeah, I should. That would be fun. Okay, so this next song is a hymn. I love "Be Still My Soul" with Beth Nielsen Chapman, and here I see Donald Shaw and Michael McGoldrick. It's a beautiful hymn.
Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Stand calm within the storm of grief and pain. Trust in thy God to order and provide. Through every change, his faithful light remains. Be still, my soul, the restful peace within. Through trying joyful end. Be still, my soul, the wind and wave shall know the up your his soothing voice to hear.
That was Beth Nielsen Chapman singing Be Still My Soul. We're going to follow that with a rowdy song by Pink, Just Give Me a Reason. I first heard this somewhere near Yemisi, South Carolina, when I was heading down to Beaufort, South Carolina. Heard it on the radio, and I loved it so much, I stopped the car and downloaded it from iTunes and played it over and over. I could sing it by heart. So here we go. Pink singing Just Give Me a Reason.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love.
Oh, I love.
That was Pink singing Just Give Me a Reason. And I'm going to close with one of my all-time favorite songs. And it is Sarah Watkins singing You and Me.
I remember the night. I remember the sound. I remember the light when the moon came around. The night flowers bloomed, the air so sweet. I remember you, I remember me. Central Valley sunshine, for an hour down. Make your head all funny, so you stick around.
Sound. I remember the light when the moon came around. The night flowers bloomed, the air so sweet. I remember you, I remember me.
Wishing I knew you now like I knew you then.
Was Sarah Watkins singing You and Me, a song I first heard in 2012.
Thank you, Felicia. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with my co-host, Felicia Mitchell. She picked the songs and she's been doing the introductions, and we've had a good time here. We've been doing a lot of chatting between songs. We were thinking we ought to record that and put that on a show sometime. What do you think, Felicia? Should we try that?
I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, we've mused about music and poetry and other things.
And I've said all kinds of things. For example, one of the songs I said was a gift from the great beyond. You'll have to guess which one.
Ha! The mystery continues. Well, we're approaching the end of the show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And now it's time for me to ask you to join me what I ask you every week, and that is, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all.